layout. So go ahead and play around with the view on your screen while we chat. Anybody up to anything fun at home?
Does anyone else fully hate their kids?
Did I activate Zoom?
Nope, you turned it off. And it looks like your avatar is a picture of Wayne Brady. Just point the camera at you and just leave it be.
We're not cut out for this.
I thought this computer only did solitaire.
We ruined the Zoom.
No. God, hey, don't cry. Ow. No one ruined the Zoom.
What part of my screen are you seeing?
We're seeing a Google search that says, Siri, is my daughter pregnant?
If a hacker gets a hold of a Zoom, no. What can they tell? What can they tell about me?
No. Please don't bring it into the bathroom. We can see you always.
Strange Zoom moments there, the SNL skit. When they first returned back the beginning of the pandemic, I think it was like a month in, the cast members were all still remote and they were sharing their experiences because a lot of people weren't all that good at the Zoom. Alderman Ray Lopez, you won the contest. I don't even know if you know this from Politico. They said you win in terms of the political world, that you take the cake because you were in the dentist chair or something when you're in the finance committee, you're Zooming. What was going on there?
Yeah, I think it was last year or early this year. I can't remember, but I was getting a deep tissue cleaning while on a Zoom call. And I forget, there was something where I could not miss it. So I had to do and take my vote while partially anesthetized and trying to talk. And it was a mess.
Did they take the tools out of your mouth at least and let you just talk, or did you have to give the yay or nay? How did that go?
No, this was before they were allowing us to give the thumbs up in the video. So I had to try and say yes with the cotton swabs in my mouth and put my dentist on hold for a minute. And, you know, up until that point, I had a relative amount of anonymity in my dentist's office. But then everyone heard me. And the full city council while I was getting my teeth done. So
there you go. Well, we are running a contest with our listeners because of that today, Alderman Lopez. 312-981-7200. It's going until 2:30. We're going to announce the winner at the end of our visit with Alderman Lopez. Strangest place you ever had to take a Zoom call. That's coming up. Alderman Lopez, let's get to some of the city happenings, though. It's been an eventful week, that's for sure. One of the most eventful city council meetings in a while, for sure. What's your takeaway from what happened this week?
Well, I think a couple things we saw happening was that the city council was rushing once again to move forward with expanding cannabis sales in the city of Chicago. There was a question by a number of Black Caucus members, as well as myself, and I believe even some Progressive Caucus members, about whether or not what we were doing actually was designed to help benefit social equity applicants, or if there was something else going on. You know, we saw the list of applicants. Most of them are blind LLCs. And by some accounts, 50% of those are just fronts, people gaming the system just so that they could get a foothold in the cannabis sales in the city of Chicago. Thankfully, we were able to put the brakes on that at least for a week. But you also saw my colleague, I heard you preface this segment with, mm-hmm. my colleague Alderman Beal,
yeah.
trying to use a parliamentary maneuver to bring back an ordinance he introduced to push back the, I guess you'd call it like the grace limit for the speed cameras from 6 miles per hour back to its original 11 miles per hour. And unfortunately, the mayor and her friends fought back and defeated his efforts to do that. But I think it definitely raises the question that I know you and other news outlets have all raised, is whether or not these speed cameras are truly about safety or if they're about generating money for the city of Chicago. And in some areas, we have seen the tickets by these speed cameras increase tenfold by that simple 5 mile per hour reduction. So I think it's well worth the conversation to see what exactly we're doing and why we're doing it and explain it to the residents, who I think are owed an honest answer.
Yeah, I think they're not popular, that's for sure. If you go 6 miles over the speed limit, some people say that should be sort of a grace period kind of, or a grace, you know, amount of, it's not that much, right? It isn't. It's just not. And so people say, well, that's too much. And that's just cracking down too hard when the fines are so high. Here's what I want to ask you, though. Alderman Beal introduced it and it was slapped down, you're right, but mostly because the parliamentary rules stuff. He didn't file it in time, didn't give the proper notice and that sort of thing to move the measure through the way it's supposed to go. So, okay. My question is he going to reintroduce it? And do you think there is the support on council that we would expect something like that to pass?
Well, I think there's definitely support in city council, and I think it's growing the more and more that we see those lights flashing every time you're driving down the street. I believe we are going to make another attempt at it, another run at it. I talked to Alderman Beal about that after the city council. It's his ordinance. I'm kind of letting him run the show, but I would hope that we could try again. But to be fair, there are literally hundreds of ordinances aimed at improving the quality of life in the city of Chicago, addressing violence and other things that are sitting in committee right now for months. There are things that were designed to help protect our workers, our city's first responders, sitting in committee since the very beginning of the pandemic. And I think it's really telling that this highlights a snapshot of just how much legislation is sitting in committee and not moving forward. Things that could help all Chicagoans. And for a city council that just gave itself the biggest pay raise in 15 years, I would hope that all of my colleagues listening and all of their constituents listening would hold them accountable and tell them, if you're going to take that raise, start doing some work and get these ordinances out into the public.
Hold that thought, Alderman Lopez. I want to circle back with that in just a second, because you were one of six council members that said, I'm not taking that pay raise. And you had urged everybody on council to reject it. That didn't happen. I want to get to that in a second. We just have to pause for a moment. And I want to just remind our listeners, there's only a few minutes left here. Strangest place you ever had to take a Zoom call, 312-981-7200. 773 reminds us, what about that doctor who had to take a Zoom call to deal with a court case and the judge ended it because he realized he was in the middle of surgery? I totally remember that one. That was crazy that guy was performing surgery and said, no, it's no big deal. No big deal, judge. Keep going. It was a big deal and he ended it. But if you've got one, 312-981-7200, strangest place you ever had to take a Zoom call, we'll announce a winner just in a few minutes. More with Alderman Ray Lopez coming up. Anna DeVellante is here with you. It's 2:20. We're still getting we're down to the wire here. Your strangest place you ever had to take a Zoom call while grooming a dog is 847. And then we've got, here it is. 217, I had to take a Zoom call on my camper while traveling through Utah, the Utah desert. I had to stop, go into the parking lot of a restaurant that had Wi-Fi, get out of my truck and go in the back of my camper to take the Zoom calls in the Utah desert. Alderman Lopez, I don't know, you might be beat here. We've got a lot. Someone had to take one from the gynecologist chair, she told us. There's all kinds of stuff going on here. I mean, it's just a...
Well, I can't compete with that one.
No, I wouldn't try to. It's okay. We got to get to this, right? There's some things we have to get to. And then if you want to stand by here, we will announce the winner of the contest. Inspired by you, Alderman Lopez, getting the Politico Award for strangest place a politician never had to take a Zoom call. Hey, but you're one of six council members, six people on city council who said no way to the 5.5% pay increase. I know you were urging everyone to do it. A lot of people had different reasons why they didn't. The three indicted aldermen all took it. Patrick Daly Thompson, Ed Burke, and Carrie Austin. They took it along with most of your colleagues. Are you surprised by that?
I actually was genuinely surprised that so many took it. I think the last time we spoke, I thought at least 20 were going to say no. But to see that barely 10% of the council said no was shocking to me. I just don't know if maybe we have a lot of my colleagues planning on retiring this term or what. But definitely it seems very politically tone deaf to take a $7,000 raise at a time when so many people are struggling.
Yeah.
I don't know how you would your voters and say that's justifiable, particularly when many of those same people who are accepting that raise have closed their doors, have not been keeping office hours, have not been servicing their residents. It's different if you were actually doing and being very proactive. I would get it and maybe even make a case for it. But if that hasn't been the case, then They're going to have to do some serious explaining in about 12 months.
So it's linked to the consumer price index without getting too far into it, which means that when that rises, your salaries rise. Have your salaries ever gone down? Because I'm not aware of that.
Yes, actually, they have. I believe in 2017, and I think possibly even 2018, they went down. I think since I was elected in 2015, my salary went up twice, and I think it went down twice before the pandemic hit.
Okay. Just know, just
and
this
enough, went up during the pandemic, which I didn't even understand how that was possible.
I don't understand how that's possible either. Excellent point, Alderman Lopez. This just in, the number of Chicago aldermen declining pay raises drops to 5. George Cardenas blames a mix-up for his inclusion in the list. So you're among 5, Alderman Lopez. Stand by for a second here. We've got another caller here with the strangest place for the Zoom call. Tony, go ahead. You're on WGN.
Hi, Anna. Yeah, I was actually on a pontoon boat. Well, long story short, I might have stretched the truth a little bit while I needed a day off of work. But that morning, a friend of mine called me and said, hey, you want to go for a boat ride? I said, sure. Uh-huh. Well, unbeknownst to me, I forgot about the Zoom meeting and got a mass text about 20 minutes before it was supposed to start and went, oh, boy, now what do I do? I had to sit on the Florida boat and put my back to the back of a chair so it had like a tan background and threaten all my friends to be quiet or I'd kill them. And that's pretty much, I don't know how I pulled it off, but I did. I think a couple people were a little suspicious. It was awful windy out there, but I got through it.
No one knew. I don't know how you figured that out, Tony, disguising that you're on a pontoon boat in the middle of a lake somewhere. Tony, I think you are number two. You are a winner. You're number two because we got to give the gynecologist chair number one. I'm sorry, but that's it. She had to talk through that. And so you had to talk through your pontoon boat experience. You win. Stay on the line here. Thank you for sharing the story.
Right,
Pete's going to give you your prize. Strangest Zoom call, gynecologist chair. And yes, I had to talk. That's number one. While grooming a dog, I had to take an important Zoom call. That's number three in our contest. See, Alderman Lopez, all that you've inspired today.
You know what? As I was listening to the SNL skit, I'm like, we've all lived through that at some point during this pandemic. And I think that alone should just be a story of its, in and of itself.
Yeah, I agree. It's just, it's been a time. And we've all gotten so much better at Zooming. How do you like being back in person, though, for city council? Is that better for government or is it worse?
You know, I think it's better for government. I think it's better for the public. They can see us live and in person. They can be in the room with us again, live and in person. But there are definitely some folks who you'd love to hit the mute button on or, but you can't do it. But it's fine. We are meant to be around each other. And it's time that we get back into that.
I agree. Hey, we just had a question before I let you go, Alderman Lopez, and I appreciate your time. How much do aldermen make? Can you give us a ballpark? Because I know it's not all exactly the same.
So as of right now, you're going to have about 30 people making about $130,000 on the high end. And I think the lowest, on the low end, it'll be about $115,000.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for that.
I'm at about $122,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe when I was first elected, my salary was $115,500.
Okay. And then you get an allotment for your office. Is that right?
Well, yes, we have 123,000, excuse me, I'm trying to think what it was, $123,000 for maintaining the office and everything required to do our job, as well as a separate allotment for the three employees that we have.
Yeah, okay.
But contrary to what some of the things I've seen on social media, we do pay for our own health care just like any other employee. We do pay into our pensions. We do all of that as well, like any city employee.
Do you pay for your dental while you're zooming into the finance committee? I mean, is that on you?
I had to make my copay while I was still in the Zoom. So.
I'm glad you got through it, and thanks for going through all this with us, Alderman Lopez. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Congratulations to that young lady who took the prize. You know, I think she's a champ.
She totally wins. Thanks, Alderman Lopez. We'll talk to you soon, okay?